Okay, well, good afternoon. Today is February 23rd, 2016, and I am here at the home of Larry Simpson getting ready to interview him for the Arizona Humanities Oral History Project under the auspices of the Desert Caballeros Western Museum. So again, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And we'll get started here. So this is a little bit of background about you. Where were you born at?
I was born right here in Wickenburg.
Okay.
And then I went through school, public school here. And then I went to Arizona Western College for my first 2 years, got an associate degree from Arizona Western College in Yuma, and then I finished my Bachelor of Science at ASU.
Oh, fabulous. Mm-hmm. So you are homegrown.
Yeah, I'm homegrown.
Okay.
Yeah.
What brought your family to Wickenburg?
They were in the sheep business and the cattle business is how they arrived here. So.
And that would be the Porquettes.
The Poquettes.
Right? Poquettes.
Yes. Poquettes.
Okay.
That's P-O-U-Q-U-E-T-T-E.
Okay. It's missing a U. All right. Do you know when that was? What year?
Well, actually, it was Simon Poquet and Charlotte Poquet. Came in this country from California with sheep, and that'd be in the teens, in the teens, before the 20s.
Right, right.
and they both came from France. So anyway, then they had cattle up north. They acquired land. He acquired desert land down here too. They had a little house just on the north side of the Catholic church there. And that's where Charlotte raised six kids. Like that, my mom was the youngest, May Poquette was the youngest of the six. And Simone died in a car wreck when she was about 3 or 4 years old.
Okay.
And then Charlotte maintained the sheep outfit and the cattle outfit with help, hired men, foremen, and stuff
sure.
like that. And she expanded from there, just kept going.
That's really saying something
yeah.
for a woman to
yeah,
do
was,
that back then.
She was quite a woman, yeah.
Great. What a rich history. So essentially, your family has been in Arizona since the teens then?
Yes.
When
yes.
they came?
Right, right.
And they came directly over from France?
France, by okay. boat.
Okay, that was the time, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was boat.
Okay.
And then my grandmother purchased this ranch from the O'Briens in 1938.
That's Foxy O'Brien.
Pardon me?
Foxy O'Brien.
Yeah, Foxy, Tony, all of them, all the O'Briens. There was a pretty good-sized family of them. And she purchased it in 1938.
Okay.
And
okay.
And we also had another ranch north of Williams too that she acquired, and we had cattle up there. Plus, we had forest permits, and so. And then my dad married, when he married my mom, then after a few years, then he took over the sheep business and would winter the sheep in Chandler, lamb them out, and then later on we might take them, if the desert came good, we'd take the sheep to the desert here, and then come May, all the sheep went up north to Williams and for the summer till October.
Okay.
That's how they worked it.
That's pretty much, that was necessary in ranching back then. So you had grazing land
still
up
is
north.
It still is necessary. Same thing. It's necessary today.
Very good.
Too, yeah.
Do you still have that connection up in
We place? Don't have that connection. We sold out up there because that was kind of a corporation. So we sold out. It had more family in it. So
okay.
they got older, so we sold out there and kept us down
Great.
Here.
Great. Okay. So, getting back to different places that you particularly have lived in Arizona, sounds like you've lived here in Wickenburg your whole life other than going off to college.
After college for a few years, I took a job with BLM, Bureau of Land Management, for just a little bit, not too long, and we lived in Phoenix. And
what years are we talking about? That had
been about 1974.
Okay.
73, 74. And then I transferred to Yuma, and I went to work with the Bureau of Reclamation down there, buying land. I was a negotiator for the Bureau of Reclamation. So, and then from there, after I finished my job in Yuma, then I went to Ojai, California, and I was a negotiator up there for a few years. So,
okay. Mm-hmm. And then what time period does that put you back in
1980.
Wickenburg? That's
1980.
When you came back.
Came back and got into the ranching business with my brother, my dad.
Okay. What
we
is your
gone.
Brother and dad's name? Can I get both of their names?
Yes. John William Simpson was my dad.
John Williamson?
John William Simpson was my dad.
Okay.
And John Simon Simpson was my brother.
Okay. Great.
They're both passed away. My mom passed away, too.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. We already found out how they made their way to... Well, not really. Do you know how they decided to settle in Arizona, you know, coming across on the boat?
They were in California. My Simon Paquette was already established. He was, you know, years ago then, a lot of times the guy was a lot older.
Yes.
Okay, so anyway, I think it was 20, 25 years difference. So anyway, he already got established in the sheep business, stuff like that. And he went back to France, picked up my grandmother, married her, and brought her over. And they, from California, they went to down here and Ash Fork, Arizona, through Ash Fork,
okay,
running sheep and stuff like that. Yeah, so that's how they arrived in Arizona.
Okay.
And I can't give you the exact date on that, when they came over here.
Okay.
But my grandmother, at the time, she couldn't even talk any English or anything.
Right.
So anyway.
Right.
Yeah.